Hi, and welcome to this demo of the Sensibo Sky, and that's S-E-N-S-I-B for Bob O, Sensibo Sky Remote Air Conditioner Controlling Device, which allows you to either from your Wi-Fi network or out and about via the internet to control your air conditioner by emulating your physical remote, as it were. So it's a very, very useful little device for turning on and off your air conditioner, increasing, decreasing the temperature, turning swing on, etc., etc. Now, there's a few shortcomings with the app as far as VoiceOver is concerned on iOS, and I've noticed on TalkBack on the Android version of the Sensibo app for the Sensibo Sky device, it's a lot worse from an accessibility point of view with TalkBack than what VoiceOver is on iOS. However, it actually does work quite nicely with Google Home and the Amazon Echo. So, for example, let me, before I start doing the actual demo of it, let me just turn the air conditioner on via Google Home. Hey, Google. Turn on aircon.
All right, turning the aircon on.
Okay, now you may not have heard it in the recording, but I just heard the air conditioner, and I've got a split system going in the lounge room, and you might heard it blowing quite loud. So I've just paused the recording and went and turned down the fan on the air conditioner, because while I can turn the temperature up and down via the Sensibo app itself, I can't turn the fan up and down, as in change it to high, medium, low, auto, etc. Nor can I change the mode, i.e. going from cool to dry to fan to heat and auto. Those two buttons inside the app bring up a pop-up window, which at the moment VoiceOver doesn't access. Oddly enough, I can sort of get to that menu using TalkBack on Android, at least for turning the air conditioner on and off, temperature up and down, via the Google Home or the Echo, setting the air conditioner to heat or cool, turning the fan on swing, checking the humidity, that sort of stuff is completely accessible via the app. And I found the family in the last couple of weeks almost taking a lot more care of how the air conditioner is running, because we've got the app installed on all our devices. But anyway, I'm jumping ahead of myself a bit. Let's just go back to the beginning. So the Sensibo Sky device is a little infrared device that's also connected wirelessly to your home network. And it's probably about half the size of a standard remote control that you'd have, say, for an air conditioner or a TV for that matter. It plugs in via a micro USB cable to a USB wall charger. And because it's a cloud-based system, when you set it up, of course, you have to join it to your Wi-Fi network. You sign up and log in to a Sensibo account. There's a QR code on the back of the device where you have to point the camera, and that will actually get the QR code for you. Alternatively, which is what I did, you get a sighted person to read out the QR code and put it in the fields. Now, with VoiceOver in the Sensibo app, there are two text fields, and when somebody's reading out the QR code to you, those two numbers are divided by a dash. So the first lot goes in the first text field, the second lot of numbers goes in the second text field divided by that dash, as I said. Once you've gone through plugging the device in, joining it up to your Wi-Fi network, joining and logging into your Sensibo account, identifying the QR code and allowing it to be seen by the app. So when you've done all those general setup features, the final step is to then grab your physical remote for your air conditioner, hold down your power button when the air conditioner's off, point it at the Sensibo Sky, and it will then recognize the remote stroke air conditioner that you are using. And I'm using a Fujitsu split system here, and it recognized it straight away. So when I press the power button on or off, funny enough, it'll turn the air conditioner on and off. Sometimes it gets the reverse. It thinks that when the air conditioner's on, it's off and vice versa. But you can actually do a function in the app to sync the on-off status of the air conditioner. So that initial setup is all pretty well straightforward except for the QR code business. And once that's all set up, then you start basically using the Sensibo app. So let me actually ask Siri here to open up the Sensibo app. Hey Siri, open Sensibo.
Sensibo. Edit location. Button.
Okay, now if I flick to the right.
Sensibo. Jeff and Sing button. Scheduling button. General settings button. David's place. Heading.
Okay, so that's the name I've given.
23, 0 degrees, 48.5%. Aircon climate react active. On.
So basically it's given me the temperature in Celsius, which you can change to Fahrenheit, the current humidity, and it's told me that climate control is turned on. Now, in the app, you can set up climate control. So, for example, here in Australia, when we hit 24 degrees Celsius, whatever the air conditioner's on, it's going to go onto high fan and put the air conditioner down to 18 degrees Celsius and, of course, put it on cool. And the same thing is when the air conditioner gets down to 20 degrees at nighttime Celsius, we've got another option where we're getting quite high humidity here in Australia at the moment. So when the house hits 20 degrees during the night, it automatically puts the air conditioner on dry and 20. All right, so, and by the way, I had to get a bit of Cytosyn to set the climate control up again. You can sort of do it, but it's got lots of on, off, and slider controls that can be a little bit confusing. And so I got my wife again to set that up for me as well. So flicking to the right.
Button.
There's an enabled button to turn the air conditioner either on or off. Now, if I flick back to
23, 0 degrees, 48.5%
air conditioner status,
aircon climate react active, on,
and double tap on it,
selected, back, button,
and I flick through the screen,
pod settings button.
Now, pod settings, just that button that's called, that's quite a useful one because you can go in there and look at your recent events for your air conditioner. So I flick to the right again,
aircon, temperature, humidity, climate react active, dimmed.
And you can tell that climate reactive is actually active because it's currently saying it's dimmed.
Increase temperature button.
So there's our increased temperature button. If I double tap on it.
Increase temperature.
There's the increased temperature button, which actually does work quite nicely because it doesn't bring up any intervening pop-up menu. So that increases the temperature. Click to the right.
Swing button.
Swing, that's for the fan. That will have it either fixed or swinging to blow the air up and down horizontally.
Fan. Button.
Now the fan one, again, as I mentioned earlier on, brings up a pop-up menu to set the fan to high, medium, etc. That's currently not accessible and I have fed back to the developers and hopefully they'll make some changes to make it accessible.
State. Button.
State doesn't work.
Timer. Button.
Timer is a bit messy like the climate control.
Mode. Button.
Mode is to set the air conditioner with a pop-up menu, of course, which is not accessible again, with dry, heat, auto, etc.
Decrease temperature.
Decrease temperature does work.
Power on slash off.
Of course,
button.
Power on slash off does work.
Page 1 of 1. Adjustable.
And that's the end of that. So let me just go back to the top of this screen.
Back. Button.
And flick to the right.
Pod settings button.
And double tap on pod settings.
Pod
settings.
Aircon.
And
heading.
I'm going to flick to the right.
Done. Button.
Put a done button.
Recent events.
And if I double tap on recent events.
Aircon. Back button.
And I flick to the right.
Recent events. Today. The 28th of December 2017.
Okay, today is the 28th of December 2017. Flick to the right.
11, 14. You set the temp to 19 degrees Celsius.
Okay, so I set the temperature to 19 degrees Celsius today.
11, 14. You set the temp to 20 degrees Celsius. 11, 12. You turned the A/C on cooling at 19 degrees Celsius with high fan and swing option on.
Okay, and that's when I turn the air conditioner on if I keep going.
11, 12. You turned the A/C off.
That's when I turned it off so I could turn it on for the demo.
11, 4. 11, 3. 11, 2.
I can't be certain, but they seem to be the events that come from Google Home. And if I did use the Amazon Echo, it would come from there as well. And by the way, to set up for Google Home or the Amazon Echo, of course, you have to go into devices and link up your Sensibo Sky or Sensibo account to be able to let Google Home or the Amazon Echo use the account to also then control the air conditioner. So flick down.
Yesterday, the 27th of December 2017.
And here's yesterday.
Heading 23, 28. You set the temp to 19 degrees Celsius.
Okay, last night we set the temperature to 19 degrees Celsius.
23, 28. You set the temp to 20 degrees Celsius.
Yes, obviously my wife was turning the air conditioner down last night. Because again, it was a bit hot and sticky last night, at least here in Australia. Because indeed, it is summertime. Okay, so that's enough of the recent events. So you can definitely tell from the list that, as I said, some of the ones that are not itemized properly seem to be from your smart speaker. You can definitely tell the ones that are from the app. And if I change the air conditioner from a physical remote, that also says physical remote as well. But we're primarily using the air conditioner from the Sensibo Sky device itself these days. And because my wife's got sight, she can fully access the app, which she absolutely loves. All right, so we're going to do a two-finger scrub.
Recent events.
So come back to recent events. Now, if I flick to the rest of the screen, flick to the right.
Set up Climate React.
That's where you can set up Climate React. So flicking to the right again.
Sync A/C power state.
Sync AC power state. Now, that's where I said, remember sometimes that the device thinks that your air conditioner is off when it's on and vice versa. That's where you can sync the current state.
Temperature. Change to Fahrenheit.
Temperature, this is where you can change it to Fahrenheit.
Change remote.
You can change the remote.
Change name and icon.
You can change the name and icon.
Filter cleaning reminder.
Filter cleaning reminder is a heading.
Filter cleaning reminder. Switch button and on.
Currently got mine turned on because the best way to get the best result out of your air conditioner, of course, is to clean your filter regularly. So flick to the right again.
Share this A/C.
I can share it.
Firmware settings.
Firmware settings.
Remove from app.
Remove from app, and that's it. All right, so let me touch
on aircon heading.
Flick to the right.
Done. Button.
Double tap on done.
Done. Back. Button.
And double tap on back.
Edit location. Button.
Okay, so for me, as a person who is blind, using the app so far, I can change the temperature up and down. I can certainly, from the main screen, check the current temperature of the house and what the humidity is, and I can turn the air conditioner on and off. I can also, as well, turn the swing mode on for the fan. The issues that I have is using the timer, the climate control, and of course the pop-up menus, particularly for the fan state, i.e. high, medium, etc., and the mode state, i.e. dry, heat, fan, etc. Okay, so let me just flick to the right and see what the house is doing at the moment.
Sensibo, Jeff and Singba, scheduling, general setting, David's place, 23, 0 degrees, 48.5%, aircon climate react active, on.
Okay, so let's try a few things with the Google Home. Okay, Google, what's the temperature in the house?
Cooling is set to 19 with a current temperature of 23.
Okay, so there you go. Cooling is set to 19 degrees with a current temperature of 23, which is correct. Hey, Google, what's the humidity in the house?
The aircon shows the humidity is 48%.
Now, the only two states you can actually set the air conditioner to is either heat or cool with Google Home. And I think it's the same for the Amazon Echo, but not 100% sure. I haven't tried it yet. So you can't change it to dry, fan, or auto. It's only change it to heat or cool. And of course, I can do this. Now, my wife's been playing with this app last night, so every time I change the temperature, the fan wants to go on high for some reason. So you're probably going to hear the air conditioner get a bit louder in the recording as I do this. And that's my lovely new guide dog, Louisa, in the background tingling away. Hey, Google. Decrease temperature in house.
Sure, cooling the aircon down.
Okay, now the fan's just gone on high for some reason, so I don't know what little setting my wife's been changing, but it should have just kept the same fan speed and just reduced the temperature. I'm not quite sure why it's on high now. And of course, I can say, hey Google, increase temperature in the house.
Sure, warming up the aircon.
Okay, and I heard the associating beeps on the air conditioner as well. Hey Google, increase temperature.
Okay, warming the aircon up.
Okay, and I could say, hey Google, What is the temperature in the house?
Cooling is set to 22 with a current temperature of 23.
So I could effectively leave that there if I wanted to. Now, by the way, this also works with the Google Assistant app running on my iPhone as well, and of course the Google Assistant on Android as well. Remember, you can also use it not only just on your Wi-Fi network, but when you're out and about. So, unlike me, where we've got people home most of the day, because my wife works from home, if you are out and about and you want to turn your air conditioner on heat or cool, you can do that from either the app or saying it via the Google Assistant. So, for example, hey Siri, open Google Assistant.
Assistant, open your stuff and explore. Open my button.
Let me do the two-finger magic double tap. What is the temperature in the house?
Cooling is set to 22 with a current temperature of 23.
So I'm getting exactly what I'm getting on Google Home, the speaker, as I do with the Google Assistant app on my iPhone. And by the way, the reason why I'm saying house is because that's the name I've given to the Sensibo Sky here, because basically I've only got one air conditioner split system in the house, so that's why I've called the device the house. And of course I can do this when I'm out and about. Turn off the air conditioner.
Okay, turning off the aircon.
Just check with, say, Google Home in this case. Hey Google, what's the state of the house?
It's currently 23 degrees and the aircon is off.
Okay, so there you go. What is the temperature of the house?
It's currently 23 degrees and the aircon is off.
Okay, now I should be able to still get the humidity in the house still though. So let's try this one. What is the humidity in the house?
The aircon shows the humidity is 47%.
Oh, it's actually gone down. It was 48% last time we checked. Now, I don't know if it's because the air conditioner is currently off and that was the last state that the actual system got. But anyway, as you can tell, you can definitely turn and check things on and off, increase and decrease temperature, check the humidity and so on. So I better turn the air conditioner back on today because it's going to be 29 degrees Celsius here, I believe. So let's try. Hey Google, turn on the house.
Okay, turning on the aircon.
And I heard the beep on the air conditioner and the air conditioner is now on. You can probably hear the fan in the recording. So let's try. Hey Google, what is the temperature of the house?
It's currently 23 degrees.
Now, did you notice sometimes it just tells me the temperature and sometimes it'll actually tell me the state of what the temperature is currently set to? So that time it just said 23 degrees rather than saying cool is set to 22. Hey Google, what is the humidity in the house?
The aircon shows the humidity is 47%.
Oh, no, it's still 47. Okay, cool. Hey Google, check temperature of house.
Cooling is set to 22 with there a current temperature of 23.
That's better. I was like to check what the aircon is currently set to. Okay, so there we go. So that's a demo of the Sensibo Sky AC remote control system that you can use via your Wi-Fi network and or when you're out and about via the cloud, via the internet, to control your air conditioner with a few caveats for people that are using speech on either iOS or on Android. Now, just one final thing is probably the cost you're probably thinking about. So the cost of the product in Australia was $159. And if you've got more than one AC or air conditioning system in your house, you will need a Sensibo Sky per device. So you can't just have one Sensibo Sky to control multiple air conditioners with the remote control. If you want more information about it, of course, you can go to the Sensibo website, which is just straightforward, www.sensibo, S-E-N-S-I-B-O, B for Bob, .com. But anyway, that completes this demonstration, and as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.